Welcome to Spiritual Psychology. My name's Renee LaValle McKenna, and I bring my 30-plus years as a recovering addict and ex-crazy person, turned therapist and shamanic healer, to bring you snackable teachings on spirituality, psychology, and all things personal growth. And today I want to talk about codependency, or what some might call relationship addiction. And if you read romance novels, watch love stories, or listen to love songs, codependency is culturally probably more of a norm than an abnorm. Because a lot of the cultural messages that we receive in music and media are very codependent messages. I will die if you leave me. I'm incomplete when you're away. Or I'm sexually or emotionally obsessed with you. This must be love. And there's a big difference between being codependent and interdependent. Interdependent being part of a healthy, nurturing, and growth-supporting web where everyone gets their needs met better than they could if they were independent or codependent. Interdependence gathers resources from a larger community, from spirit or source, and really supports and helps the selves of every aspect of the interdependent web to grow and evolve and have a more secure but also stimulating, evolving experience. And some of the signs of codependency are a deep fear of rejection, a tendency to do more than your share all the time, an overwhelming need to be reassured and recognized. Codependents are often emotionally dishonest or suppress or withhold their own difficult feelings, particularly if those feelings would make others uncomfortable or upset. And emotional dishonesty is such a pervasive issue and something I happen to know a lot about personally, having been an emotional liar most of my life. You can check out my podcast on emotional dishonesty, podcast number 12. Emotional honesty being an area or topic that almost all of us could grow in one way or another. So codependents also have trouble creating and maintaining healthy boundaries. A tendency to apologize or take responsibility for things that aren't theirs just to keep the peace. Codependents often have a compelling desire to control others and often do things they don't want to do just to make other people happy. And conversely, if you're living interdependently, there's a sense of safety and emotional security that's both internal and rooted in a larger community. There's a trust in God or spirit or the unfolding flow of the life force. Some might call that a faith or trust in God or goddess. There's a balance or sharing in responsibility and workload, a sense of self-worth, emotional honesty, vulnerability, and self-revealing, which are the hallmarks of healthy communication and relationships. Interdependence has healthy boundaries, understanding what are my issues and responsibilities or problems, and what are yours. When we're interdependent, we can have compassion for others and their challenges more than having empathy or suffering with them. And healthy interdependence fosters an awareness and healthy focus on our own issues, interests, and self-care, rather than focusing on other people and their problems at the expense of ourselves. And codependency is likely rooted in insecure attachment with caregivers in infancy and early childhood, but that doesn't mean that we're doomed to be fucked up for the rest of our life. So the great news is we can become more healthy, happy, and whole within ourselves and in our relational patterns, no matter what age and stage we're at. And I speak from experience because I am definitely a recovering codependent. And codependency was the relational model that I was pretty much taught by my mother to be over-responsible, self-critical, and definitely to focus on meeting the needs of others over your own. In fact, meeting your own needs was considered selfish rather than self-caring. My mother had very few friendships. She was socially anxious, and in each of her three marriages, focused completely on the man in her life at the expense of herself and others. And each of those relationships was particularly needy or dysfunctional in one way or another. And this is where codependency is really interesting, and it is actually a functional system for a lot of people. There's things you're good at that I suck at, and there's things I'm good at that you are terrible at, and we'll get together and make a whole person. Now, in healthy interdependence, we're certainly filling in the gaps, helping meet and assist with the needs of others. But codependence has a deep emotional dependency that often requires, usually unconsciously, each of the partners to stay dysfunctional so that they need their partner. And so codependency is more about neediness than it is about love. And that was very confusing for me because I didn't know the difference between neediness and love. I thought they were the same thing. Because if you needed me, then I felt loved and secure. And the bad news is, if you didn't need me, then I felt unloved and insecure. And this is the big difference between codependency and interdependence, is that in a healthy, loving community or relationship, we are fostering people to grow and meet their own needs, or have them met elsewhere. And when our needs are met, we're healthy, happy, and whole, and actually more able to show up fully functioning in a loving, honest, vulnerable way. Codependency is threatened by the health, growth, and expansion of the partner, because then you don't need me anymore. So codependency is actually rooted in fear, and interdependence is actually rooted in healthy love. So in codependence, the goal is to have you never leave. And in interdependence, the goal is to help you grow and evolve and have fulfillment in your life, whether that includes me or not. The difference between conditional and unconditional love. Conditional love says, I will be here for you if you do this, that, and the other thing, usually what makes me happy and feel secure. Conditional love loves you if you do what I want. Unconditional love puts the happiness of the other first, extends itself for the growth and fulfillment of the other selflessly. Because if I am secure in myself in the world, even if you need to move on or expand and experiment with different things, if that's what makes you happy, I want you to be happy, with me or not with me. And I know that I can be happy because it's an abundant universe and my own needs are met from source and the larger system, and not from my partner or whoever it is that I am codependent on. I was recently speaking with someone who's been in a codependent marriage for almost 40 years, and they said, what should I think about or do? And I suggested, you might consider separating out God from your partner. Is this relationship your higher power? How much are you sourcing from this relationship? And how much are you sourcing from spirit or source? And I have a pretty extensive buffet of different types of codependent relationships in my life, both with lovers and with friends, ranging from being hyper-controlling on my lying, cheating, stealing first husband, obsessed with what he was doing, knowing he was lying to me, playing detective, trying to figure out what he was really doing. Oh, out of my fucking mind. One of my greatest teachers determined that if I loved him enough, he would change and become healthy. Didn't work. Ended in divorce and bankruptcy. My bankruptcy, because I spent so much money trying to get him in order. That's the hyper-controlling aspect of codependency. People who actually can't take care of themselves, and I'm going to take care of them for them, which doesn't work. Because we are all responsible for our own life energy, and I was caring for him rather than caring for myself. That was the real dysfunction. I've also had codependent relationships where they have all the power. Those are the ones that feel much more like addiction. Like, if you leave me, I'll be devastated. And those were always with emotionally unavailable people who would never approve of me. And so I spent all my time trying to get their approval and love that would never come. Desperately insecure, always feeling not good enough, trying to be whatever they needed me to be. And the attention and approval of those people definitely became my higher power. For me, those were usually also highly sexual relationships. So there's like a sex and love addiction thing going on that can absolutely be another word for codependency. And there's a wonderful 12-step fellowship called Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous that completely changed my life. And there's some really great resources on love addiction. You might check out some of the work of Pia Melody. You also might look into the sister work around codependency of Melody Beatty. They both have Melody names, can be a little confusing. Pia Melody and Melody Beatty, both the queens of relational recovery, helped me tremendously in my own process. And here's some of the symptoms of love addiction: is becoming sexually or emotionally attached to people without knowing them. Fear of abandonment and loneliness keeps us returning to painful and destructive relationships. We confuse love with neediness, physical or sexual attraction, pity, and the need to be rescued or rescue. And the opposite of codependency and love addiction is emotional anorexia, which is when people retreat from all intimate involvement in order to avoid feeling vulnerable. So any extreme is a sign that something unhealthy may be going on. So if you haven't had an intimate relationship in a long time, that in itself could be a sign that there's some deeper stuff going on. Now, we all get to make our own choices in life, and people can be totally satisfied living alone or in solitude. But having healthy, loving relationships is one of the joys of being a human. And if you're avoiding that, or if you think you want it, but it's not existing in your life, there's probably some deeper healing that could happen and some unresolved emotional issues and growing in interdependence. So the hallmarks of healthy dependency are a balance of give and take, trust in working things out. We have the ability to say no. We feel understood and we understand the other. We're able to navigate conflict, find resolution and repair. And there's a sense of fulfillment in most of the areas of our life. We have healthy relationships with a community and a sense of grounding and trust in source or in our own best selves. We can ask for what we need and express our feelings honestly and generally have a trust that things are going to work out for us in our life regardless of the details. So I encourage you to grow in healthy dependence and interdependence. You might recognize if there are codependent patterns in your life and relationships, bringing some consciousness and honesty there. You might even want to get a little bit of help. And there is a lot of help available. Books, the internet, groups, and individual therapy all can be excellent options to heal and outgrow codependency. Grow in the joy, fulfillment, and safety of interdependence in your life. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to work on your codependency issues or other challenges you're having, we can set up a free discovery call. Shoot me an email, info@reneemckenna.com. If you like this podcast, perhaps share it with a friend. Drop 5 stars on Spotify or a good review on iTunes. Be sure to check out my new YouTube channel. There's a link in the show notes. And I'm going to start a series of online workshops, starting with a New Year's retreat online to set our intentions for the new year. Again, you can send me an email or click the link to my website for more info on my 2024 workshop schedule. Deep appreciation to my supporters on Patreon and through this podcast. Blessings on your path until we meet again. This is Renee LaValle McKenna for Spiritual Psychology.